Hello, hello, fam. This is Ian Caleb, your binge-worthy guru, giving you the shows that you should be binging. And not just any shows. I'm talking shows where you should be in your flip-flops or your footies or your snuggie or whatever you choose to wear, your pajamas, sitting in front of your TV with popcorn and sherbet ice cream and peanuts and beer or whatever your beverage of choice is, only to watch an entire season of a show in one setting, only to feel guilty because you didn't get anything productive done that day, or you have to wait another year before the second season comes back out, or the next season, I should say. I'm the one that tells you what shows are worthy of you doing that. I do the same thing, minus the guilt and the sherbet ice cream and the popcorn. But the beer, yeah, don't judge me. But, you know, I will have a beer while I'm binge watching. But anyway, I'm getting off task. So I was going to do a completely different show that you should binge on. But this show just came out, and it's actually surprisingly really good. And I sometimes gauge my, because I watch anything, as I've told you the first episode. I really have no shame. I have no judgment. I will binge watch any show because I have an acting background, a writing background. So I sometimes watch shows for purposes that are a little bit different than why somebody else would watch it. It's not just for entertainment for me. I'm really studying the characters. I'm seeing if I could connect to them. Sometimes in my own arrogance, I ask myself, you know, could I have played that role, or would I have done a better job, or, you know, things like that, or would I have written that episode, or how would I have written it differently? I try to predict what's going to happen. So binge watching for me is a little bit more educational, and it's equally educational as it is entertaining. But anyway, the show that I'm going to speak on is a Netflix show. So if you don't have a Netflix account, you should get one because you're missing out, because Netflix has totally changed the game. But anyway, it's called On My Block. And I'm sorry, I did not think I was going to like this show from the previews. I had nothing else to do that day, and I was like, you know what? F it, I'll go ahead and watch it. And I'm so glad that I did. Here's a warning, a caveat, whatever you want to call it. If you're over the age of 25 years old, the first two episodes, I could see someone saying, what in the hell am I watching? I will admit, the first two episodes, if you're over the age of 25, you might wonder why you're watching it, and you might even not give it a chance. I say at least give it two episodes, and by the third episode, I think you'll kind of like these kids, and you'll find out it's a really good show. Okay, so here's the premise of the show. Yes, I'm going to be stereotypical and say it's a coming of age story, but it really is. It's a coming of age story of these kids who just got out of middle school and they're going to high school in, let me give you a backdrop, South Central Los Angeles. And I live in Hollywood, so I've been told from other friends who are LA natives that, you know, South Central is not what I thought it was or what is stereotypically is supposed to be. And I get that because I'm originally from Atlanta, Georgia, and there are certain areas that, you know, if you hear the name, everyone's like, oh my God, it's unsafe. And for me, I'm like, it's not that serious. But here we are with South Central. So the way Netflix has done the show in this particular scenario, South Central is still somewhat dangerous. And you have these kids that are afraid to go to high school because they are kind of nerdy. Not ridiculously smart, but just kind of nerdy. Each of them have their own little quirks that lets you know that they're not like the popular kids in school. And also, these kind of kids are the type that may not be able to hold their own in a fight. So of course they're nervous about going to high school. They're trying to figure out who is going to protect them, who's going to keep them from being bullied, and just, you know, that feeling. I'm not sure if you all had that fear, but I know that I wasn't scared when I was going to high school. I was ready to get the hell out of school as quickly as possible. I was like, all right, ninth grade, four more years to go. I'm in college, out of my parents' home. I can do what the hell I want to do. I'm an adult. So for me, I was excited about going to high school, but I can see how somebody could be afraid of going to high school, especially if you haven't really hit puberty yet. You still have that squeaky voice or no facial hair and things of that nature. I can see how that would be an issue. So as such, with these particular kids that are going to school. So what happens is that they get to high school and they have one friend who is, I'm trying not to spoil it, so I'm making sure I'm thinking about what I say before I say it. There's one character that has a family member that is in a gang. And I'm not going to tell you whether he joins the gang or not, the gang or not, or anything like that. But that is a backstory to what causes some of the issues that happens through all of the episodes. So that is an important point. And you also have another story in writing. We sometimes call it A story, B story, where it's like a main story. Then it's there's like a secondary story that's underlining beneath the main one. And this particular is an urban legend, possibly, about a lot of money that is in this particular neighborhood, and if it's and it's still been unclaimed. So you have them trying to find that particular money. So it kind of has like a Goonies kind of feel to it in an urban setting, and I'm stretching by saying the Goonies, but anyway. And it's very quirky. It's ridiculously quirky. And then you have the things about, you know, the attractive guy and the attractive girl, and the guy wants the girl who's out of his league, and you know, all that stuff. So a lot of issues that come up with when we were teenagers and coming of age and, like, you know, exploring ourselves and what we want and pleasing our parents and trying to be cool and fit in. It covers all of that stuff, but it does it in such a way where you really the actors in this show it just was well acted. Now I will again, and I don't really like to critique acting, and if it was bad acting or bad writing, I just try not to do that. I will admit, again, the first 2-3 episodes, I was looking at the acting and I was like, oh, it's a little awkward. It's a little bit forced. You know what I'm saying? And I was a little slightly disappointed. After the second, third episode, I didn't even notice. I think that's like how it is with a lot of pilots. I mean, I think there was another pilot. I can't think, the Get Down, I believe, where the first episode or two, I was like, oh, the acting isn't the best. But, you know, sometimes when you're doing a pilot or the first season, you're feeling yourself, you're feeling the character, you're feeling the other characters, you all are getting used to each other. So sometimes it comes off a little awkward at first. And it's not that it's bad acting, it's just you're trying to get an understanding of the writing, the directing, and everything. And it can come off a little bit awkward at first, but after a while, you know, once they take off, they take off. And that's what I think the characters did in this particular show. Another thing that I like to point out with this show is that it's a very diverse cast. And I like that. I will admit that it's predominantly Latino. So the main characters are predominantly Latino. And then there's one person of African descent. I still enjoyed the show. Could I relate to what these kids were going through? Could I relate to living in South Central Los Angeles, dealing with the stuff they had to deal with? Absolutely not. Could I relate to, you know, the different, the cultural aspects of being of Latin descent? I could not. Did that matter? Did that keep me from wanting to watch the show? Absolutely not. There was a few things like the quesadilla and things like that, which I went to one when I was in high school. So I kind of had an idea about that. So, I mean, it had like a lot of Spanish elements in it that, again, it didn't deter me. It made me interested. Like it was fascinating. The family unit in a Latino household and things of that nature. Culturally, I enjoyed it because it allowed me to kind of compare my upbringing to, you know, their upbringing and just kind of compare and contrast some of the things that I went through as a kid with my parents and that kind of thing. And just looking at the similarities, I just thought that it was really cool in how they did that. Another thing that no one on social media talked about, and I sometimes gauge if a show is good based on if I mention it on my Facebook page, for example, or if I'm watching it and then it just came out like on Netflix, for example, and I see other friends mention the same show, I sometimes gauge that as being a good show also. And this is another example where On My Block was that example where people were like, you know, it's a cool show. Let me give it a chance and things of that nature. So I definitely want to just tell you that part, that it's really good. One thing that they did not speak on, I could not get through an episode without picking up my phone and asking Siri what song this was. And I still listen to the song. And I think I solved my own mystery. I think that's why I want to watch the show again, because I created a playlist of a lot of the songs that were on each episode. And I darn near listen to the songs every single day. And I guess it puts me back into their world. And I think that's why I want to watch it again, because I for some reason I have a hankering to watch the entire season all over again. And that's kind of out of my character. I usually will watch a show one season and I just wait for the next one. It's not too many shows that I will watch all over again from start to finish. Now, there are some shows that, you know, if I had a friend who hadn't seen it, I'll be willing to watch it again. But this one, I could actually watch it again by myself with no problem. I don't know why. But yeah, the soundtrack, the music is really cool. It sounds like they're independent artists. I mean, no Beyonce or Jay-Z or anything like that. Like, these are pretty much artists that I've never heard of. And the music is just really eclectic. I can't even put it in the realm of, I can't call it hip hop or anything. It's just very eclectic. If you're a Pharrell fan, like, I heard a lot of Neptunes type elements in some of the songs. That kind of made me feel like if anyone produced it, it would be like someone like Pharrell. Like, I can just kind of hear that element in the background. But yeah, the music is really, really good. I'm not giving you spoilers, but the season finale, I liked it. I kind of saw what was going to happen, and I was upset with what happened. And that's all I'm going to say about the season finale. I just want to prepare you all for that aspect, that I was disappointed, not disappointed in that, oh, this was a crappy season finale, just disappointed that I was just kind of hoping things went in a different direction. So you'll understand what I mean when you see it. You're like, oh, haha, that's what Ian was talking about. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Outside of that, I think that's all. There were these people were not really I don't recall seeing many of these actors in any other shows, so I can't give you a frame of reference as to what big show they were in or big movie or that kind of thing. So it looks like Netflix really went with just fresh new talent, and sometimes that's really good. Let me think if there's anything else that I can share about this show that you need to know. I guess I can recap and let you all go and watch for yourself. Again, diverse cast for the most part. Moreover, this show is based centered around a Latino community and population in this particular area in South Central LA. A and B story, so them going to high school, surviving gang life, urban legend, possibly winning money, or finding money, I should say. That's pretty much it. I really, 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 really recommend this show. But again, I will say give it two episodes, because you will start off thinking like, what in the world am I watching if you're over the age of 25? If you're still in high school or, you know, just got out of high school, I think you could watch this and kind of relate to it a little bit more, because you probably had similar experiences to these kids that are currently in school. But someone that's older, you just, like I said, it may not be your cup of tea, only because you may look at this as a quote unquote kids show or high school show and not give it a chance. And I personally thought that it was a really good show. Is it a family show? Would I sit down with my kids and watch it, or sit down with my younger siblings or something like that? Possibly. There wasn't any kind of it touched on sexual elements, and it touched on, you know, a little bit of cursing, but nothing to where I thought it was so inappropriate that I wouldn't want my young nieces or nephews watching. It dealt with stuff that if you were a 14-year-old, just got out of, you know, just going through puberty, certain things you're going to talk about. You're going to talk about masturbation. You are going to be obsessed with, you know, breasts, or having sex, or meeting the guy or girl of your dreams. You know, it's going to center around that kind of stuff. So was there suggestive dialogue? Yes. But was it pushed to the point where I think a parent will feel uncomfortable watching it with their kids? Not so much. I think you could get through it with no problem. So I just wanted to make sure I throw that out. But here again, I don't want to talk your ear off. So on my blog, You should watch it. It's a good show. It's on Netflix. And if you don't have Netflix, I don't know what's wrong with you, because Netflix is like awesome. Like, again, even the movies and the original content. I wish I could do a binge-worthy show on movies, but then I guess it wouldn't be binge-worthy because you're just watching the one movie. But Netflix has amazing original content also that I wish I could talk to you all about, but I'm sticking to binge-worthy shows. So again, that's all I have. This is Ian Caleb, your binge-worthy guru. Happy binging. Wait, whoa. One more thing. I don't know why I didn't mention this. This is a comedy, by the way. It's definitely a comedy. It's meant to make you laugh. It's not a dreary Boys in the Hood type depressing negative show. For the most part, if I had to tell you first and foremost what is it, I would say it's a comedy. You will laugh more than you would do anything else, but it does have dramatic elements therein. Comedy first with dramatic elements. So I didn't want to forget that because I think that's super important. All right. Okay. I'm gone for real this time. I just kind of missed you guys and I just want to come back and hear myself talk a little bit longer, but I'm gone for real this time. Again, Ian Caleb, your binge-worthy guru. Happy binging. Goodbye.